Welcome back here on Radio On The Go. We're joined by the head coach of North Butler Volleyball, Sarah Goodrich, as the Bearcats recently wrapped up their season at 19-16 overall. And coach, let's begin with that. A really strong finish for this team coming out of a very good top of Iowa Conference East.
Kind of surprised a lot of people, but it truly came from the effort that these girls gave every single day, every practice, every match we played. They truly just showed up and gave everything they had, their leadership and the way they kind of like treated each other, but also just how they held each other accountable and just brought themselves together for the team. It's just been truly was a lot of fun to kind of watch them and turning those hard moments into learning moments and memories that I personally won't forget, but just also the way that they set goals for themselves and made things happen.
And competing in a very good top of Iowa Conference East, how you feel that helped this team progress the way it did?
Our conference, we knew each and every day it wasn't going to come easy. And if we wanted to come out on top with that tally in the win column, that we were going to have to take no ball for granted and play our game. I think that's the biggest thing that we kind of grew on throughout the season is truly just focusing on what we could do and keeping in control when we did have the ball, but staying disciplined defensively because, I mean, you know, all of these top of Iowa Conference schools, they're not going to just give it to you easy. So it truly did help with the success we had this season. I think it just really taught the girls that to take nothing for granted.
What you would say was a highlight for you looking back on this season, whether it was a particular match or a moment in a match that you'll take with you?
That's extremely hard just because I think there's so many memories and moments that were created throughout this season. But from the coach's perspective, just seeing the way that they grew as a team and individually to see the success they had. But I think the highlight for me right now, looking back into it, would be the way that the girls played against Chipola in that first round match. I just think the spark they had and the overall aggressiveness that they brought that night, but also having an all-time team dig record was pretty cool too.
Looking back at some of your leaders here for this year's team, Zoe Thompson really stepped into that setter role for a first time here this year and handled it really well with averaging 3 assists per set.
Absolutely. Zoe is truly that ultimate competitor that you know that she's going to give her best each and every day, but also make things happen. She is kind of that playmaker, and we put all our trust into her because our offense really relied on her from the back row setting, but also the front row and as a hitter too. But she truly just made a lot of things happen for our team, but also set a high standard, and that standard was met in practices as well.
Addison Ulrich had a really good year at middle, 30 blocks, and then was not far behind, actually was leading the team as the top hitter as well, averaging 2 kills per set.
Absolutely. Addie is one of those ones that, looking back, was really, truly so much fun to watch how much she grew. Not necessarily as she's a returning middle for our team this past year, but just the way she grew confidence and becoming a little more strategic with the placement of her ball, but also just the aggressiveness she showed from the service line as well. Our team really relied on her offensively, and she really stepped into that role as our top hitter with so much character and truly power and just that growth, the way that she wanted the ball just as much as we wanted her to have the ball.
And then Grace Pittenger had a really good year defensively, leading the team in digs, 261 of them.
Yes, Grace, truly, we're just proud of how much she grew in confidence. We knew she had the skills to take on that libero role, but just the way that she kind of started to believe in herself as well, that one for her was, there was tough moments for her just because that's not an easy position to take on, and stepping into the varsity team and having all these kind of expectations for her, she just kind of truly grew so much with her character and the aggressiveness and how much court she truly ended up covering towards the end of the season compared to the beginning of the season. But we are so lucky to have her back for another season for us, and we're excited to see the growth she makes in the offseason as well.
Three seniors for this year's North Butler team, Alexis Rose, as well as Amelia Thompson and Kylie Knoll. Those three seniors that were able to be on the active roster. You had some other leadership that was not able to play. What you saw from these three seniors, their lasting legacy for Bearcat volleyball?
Absolutely. It's always bittersweet to say goodbye to your seniors. And although all of them weren't on the court, all six of them had truly a huge impact on this program. From the three that battled every point on the court to the ones through unfortunate injuries, they were huge leaders from the sidelines from us, and we truly couldn't have done it without any of them. This senior class truly set the standard for Bearcat volleyball. I would say the leadership, the commitment, and truly just the love that they had for not only the game but the team, I think is going to be something that we feel in our program for several years to come, just because they really set that benchmark high for those returning. And I would say not just in the wins we had this season, but truly in the culture and the effort and really heart that they poured into this program. So Amelia, as our captain, we really relied on her. And I think towards the end of the season, the honor she did get are so well deserved. All conference honorable mention, and then also voted Miss Bearcat by her teammates, but also becoming getting awarded the UCAN award from Ewing Cooley. I just truly think that shows the leader that she is, and her leadership is truly going to be missed so much on the court, but she truly just brings the energy, sets high standards, and is kind of that calm and composed presence on the court for us. And then Kylie Knoll, a DS for us, truly stepping into a huge role. She's one of those that's kind of a lead by example type of person, and she gave 110% every single day, from the commitment in the weight room to just kind of setting that standard, that same standard for her teammates that she had for herself. She just truly set the tone for everyone around her by that work ethic. And then, of course, Alexis, she's truly the definition of versatile and team first kind of player. If you kind of look back throughout her years, her career, she truly played it all. And she was always willing to do whatever our team needed. Stepping into the front row when we saw injuries early on, she put the work in and made it happen because that's what she wanted to do for her teammates. And truly that positivity and the way she kind of believes in herself, but most importantly her teammates, is huge. And then, of course, the three that couldn't play with us, it was very emotional and truly a ride for those three. Colby, Emma, and Aliska, they will be missed just as much, even though that their presence on the court wasn't there. But those seniors as well, I know it looked different than what they had planned for, but they truly embraced every single moment of it. And the leadership that they provided from those sidelines truly is top-notch as well, always encouraging their teammates, giving advice when needed, and picking those teammates up when they come off the court or whatever when they needed it. We were just as lucky to have them on our team, and the leadership that they were able to provide in a different way. But all six seniors will be truly greatly missed, and I think they just set a new level of Bearcat volleyball for those coming back next year.
Final thoughts, Coach, on how this Bearcat volleyball team can continue the climb, the great progress made this year, keeping it going with an off season coming up.
Yeah, this season was truly, I think, a climb is the best way to kind of put it, battling against lots of different things. But I think that was just kind of that stamp that we can put on Bearcat Volleyball, that no matter what's going on, make the best out of every single moment and truly just be better for yourself, but also for your teammates. And I think this season truly put a huge meaning on that, because this season was proof that when you play for each other, it's always worth it, and you can come up with huge things when you're a team. But this off season is just as important as every single practice was this season, and we're truly hoping for a larger presence in the weight room, using those off season open gyms or our local AAU program to our advantage, and getting as many touches as we can to continue to grow our game and what Bearcat Volleyball is all about.
Well, Coach, thank you for the time all fall long, whether it was post-game interviews, weekly interviews, just keeping us updated on the great progress made by this North Butler volleyball team. Best luck to you and your student-athletes as you enter the off-season.
Yes, thank you so much for covering us and kind of emphasizing what they've been working on throughout the entire season, but also our community for supporting us along the way.